from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a 58-year-old live-in nanny has been charged with abusing twin 7-week-old babies in Jackson Township. Police say the father called 911 on March 26 after his wife saw on video the nanny, quote, shaking, tossing, and improperly handling the babies. They were immediately taken to a pediatrician who then had them transported to a hospital, their conditions unknown. Upon seeing the video, officers arrested the nanny at the family's house. She is now in the Ocean County Jail. An Atlantic City police officer is accused of handcuffing and sexually assaulting a woman inside his squad car.
Joshua Munyon of Egg Harbor Township is charged with aggravated sexual assault, and official misconduct. The 24-year-old Munyon, hired by the Atlantic City Police Department in 2022, was on modified assignment until criminal charges were filed. He's now suspended without pay. His arrest followed months of investigation by the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office, launched in September when the victim reported the assault. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The number of lawsuits alleging sexual assaults and other abuse at two now-closed state-run child treatment centers in New Jersey has risen to 150 after two more were filed this week.
It's involving 16 people were filed Thursday in Superior Court in Monmouth and Somerset counties. The victims' names have been withheld. They are seeking damages stemming from alleged abuse at the former Arthur Brisbane Treatment Center and the training school at Skillman. Both centers have been shuttered for decades. New Jersey's overhauled statute of limitations allows child victims of sexual abuse to sue until they turn 55 or within 7 years of their first realization that the abuse caused them harm. Danny DiCorsenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Six students from Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken have been given a $10,000 grant to design robots to patrol the Lincoln Tunnel. News 12 reports there is an elevated catwalk inside the tunnel. And back in the 50s and 60s, police used to have little cars that went back and forth on the elevated track to patrol the tunnel and report any problems. It has not been used in decades, but now there's a plan to put robots in the tunnel to patrol, allowing the Port Authority to detect accidents and other emergencies. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
It has been a stormy, wet morning for much of the Garden State. Showers and thunderstorms will go away once we get into the midday hours. We'll dry out with a hint of sun, maybe, this afternoon. Temperatures will settle in the lower to mid-60s. You're going to feel a nice reduction in humidity today, too. Tonight, cloudy and cool with a chance of showers, lows in the upper 40s, and we'll only make it to around 50 tomorrow. Also cloudy and cool with an isolated shower or pocket of drizzle. Sunday starts dry, but showers return later on, highs mainly in the 60s. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now, Morristown, 59 degrees. It's 60 in Ewing. Turnersville, 64. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.